Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yeah. Hey, it's the hostess with the mostest. I'm smiling too and entering psychosis. I tumble down a rabbit hole, and maybe that's why I need bars so I can grab a hole. Lately pop a Panadol cause I get a headache from the dumb shit hopping in the background on that itchy knee sun shit. My ninth wonder drum kit, that stones don't flow. You know these words are my currency for quid pro quo. And whoa, and it may sound dumb, I hope it's not. And haters will say it's been photoshopped as I paint the vividest of pictures. The flow ain't that memorable, but the bars stick with you. Now I want my props like a Ford pack, and the Rick always, but I can't afford that, so I take the AliExpress Yamamoto's. I know I'm the whitest person in the photo, and tell me something I don't know. I wish I thought of that. A triple threat though, the three-piece quarterback, and I've been practicing patience that make me triple P. But people sleep on me, that's a triple Z. And I'm often knowing to play the skeptic, cause these days these people bout as woke as narcoleptic. Babies in a coma, Schneiderman, Karma Paloma. You don't know her, microphone owner. The ghostwriter, steez biter, teeth whitener. I'm like Colgate when I spit it all fresh, and transcend all of my boundaries that exist in all flesh, and interpret signs like she was so deaf. It out like, and they say, hey, Polly Hill, they say, listen, yeah, anything you want, you can get a P, but I'm running out of patience now, admittedly. I'm angry too, I spit it now through gritted teeth, but you'll never make me fold. I'm like a fitted sheet, I'm not an actor, but I know how to play my part. I monitor my words, so what I'm saying's mine, and I never felt at home. I'm like a vagabond. But the mind stays on like I was Victor Vaughn. I'll entertain you, that don't make me your geisha. My personality, that city in Croatia. It's split, sick of this shit. And if you came here for my wit, no one's at its end, friend. One step forward, one back again. I want sunny skies, I feel the weather packing in. And people shady too, and so I live in overcast, praying that my talents get me out of overdrive. Hey, but I don't hold my breath though, I handle rejection like it's a left blow. And with the right, I grip the mic, expose myself, that stripper like. But hey, I'm really not a showgirl, I'm just trying to hypnotize you with my vocals. I got that witch's flow and they might be like, go girl, you could bring the house down, you could make their toes curl.
You're in 95 of BFM, this is Fancy New Band. And that was a track by Polly Hill. Is that track called Forward?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I mean, they're live in studio anyway. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, bro.
Cool,
good.
Cool. Yeah. If you would just introduce yourselves and give us a brief history of this project.
Kia ora, my name's Paloma. And...
Yo, I'm Ollie.
We're Polly Hill. We've been making music together for about a year, on and off.
Yeah, on and off, yeah. How did this get started? I think we both worked at a retail store together.
A.S. Keller.
And we both shared a similar interest in like the same kind of music, especially in like hip-hop. And we talked for about 2 years about making music. And then probably about the third year, we actually got our shit together and actually started.
Cool.
And Here we are since.
It's awesome. I mean, your music definitely presents like a very like strong and significant style, which I guess like definitely complements the style of rapping. What drew you, I guess, in deciding like this musical style for the project? Like, was it like a very natural thing, or did it take a while to kind of establish?
No, I think it was pretty natural, eh? Like, I've always been like heaps drawn to lyricism, and Ol's always been a beat head, and then we just had like the wacky artists like the MF Doons and the John Waynes and all those guys we liked, and then also the weirdos like Arca and Bjork, and I was just kind of...
Yeah, we're like good friends. We've known each other so long. I think we kind of, we had a general like idea of what we wanted, and it was really, the workflow was like, it was real natural and fun. Mm. We were just hanging out and just doing what we love doing.
Did you ever like experiment initially with different stuff and maybe try like other things, or did it just kind of, you just stick with them, like this main kind of style?
It came up, I think it was just like, it started off, people come around to my place in my little shitty makeshift studio, and I would just like look for a good sample or something like that, and we're like, oh, this is wacky, this is weird, what can we do with it?
We definitely had some duds to begin with, though.
It was all just like crate digging and sifting through things that we really liked, and then over time things just kind of got more complex, and we just started getting a bit more technical with how we produced.
I guess also, how long has music been a part of your life, like listening to it or maybe creating it as well?
Oh, forever. Music has been a big part, but like I definitely like rapped in my head for my whole life and then never really thought that I could do it aloud, and then Ollie kind of facilitated that journey.
Yeah. Yeah, like music's always been a part of my life, like always. I grew up like playing bass and stuff like that. I was really into a lot of like punk and metal growing up, really. I didn't really get into too much hip-hop till like later on. It wasn't until I moved down to Auckland from like Warkworth and I didn't know anyone. I just downloaded Fruity Loops and just started making beats from there.
Nice.
Making music by myself.
Have you guys performed in any other projects in Auckland or in New Zealand?
Yeah, we both kind of have little things going on, like, because we've kind of not done anything together for like the last 6 months, because you've been with Hot Knives and I'm doing something with another friend, Samara, that should come out soon. But
Yeah, I do. I play bass in like a kind of like a jazz hip hop band thing.
Cool.
Called Hot Knives.
Hot Knives, nice.
Yeah, shouts out if they're listening.
Yeah, do you feel that there's a certain significance that this project has, I guess, compared to other like projects that you've worked with in general? What do you think?
I think for both of us, like musically, it was like the first time we were allowed to have creative control or like drive the ship, kind of. So it is pretty significant.
I feel like it's deeply personal as well, I think.
Yeah.
This was kind of like, yeah, it was I feel quite like attached to this music.
It reflects that as well in the recordings, which is why I brought it up, because like I guess, and especially in like a live environment, you guys performed at Tease by Diva launch party. Because I mean, like obviously sharing something so personal with an intimate environment is very, you know, it's very vulnerable thing. So I mean, how did you find performing live there? And I guess how was the reception for the tunes? Yeah.
This is like the luckiest thing about our journey, is like we've always been surrounded by the scene of people that were at Tease by Diva that are just like so supportive. They're like basically our friends, so even if you were hideous, you wouldn't know about it. There's just so much love. They were real supportive, eh?
Yeah,
they were really good.
An awesome scene, and like a great group of people.
Nice.
We're definitely like a little bit nervous, because like we'd never showcase this to anyone, but we've definitely been talking about it for a long time, so we're definitely like a little bit nervous. But then I think once we're up there, and the reception was so good, people really did love it. So
what are your inspirations for creating music under Polly Hill, I guess, and if you guys, I mean, with your other projects, is creating in general?
Yeah, we're like the same but different. I think we share a lot of the same influences, but we also have very different ones at the same time, which we kind of combine together.
Yeah, it's like the oldest cliche in the book, but music really is like an outsource for like everything you like repress in your day-to-day life, like put the mask on, be real smiley, exchange the pleasantries, but then the music, we can just be like our gross selves, and I think it's good.
Cool. What do you? I know you guys have like just created a SoundCloud. Is that right?
Like yesterday.
Yesterday, when we were asked to send you guys some music, and all we had was stuff in Dropbox. So we had to like, we just made a SoundCloud yesterday. We got a total of 6 followers.
Well, what are some of your plans for the future for this project? I guess, are there more like more music in the works, or any live performances that you've got coming up?
Definitely, 2019 is the year for Polly Hill.
Lots of. We're releasing our album Greatest Hits. We've got 3 tracks, so.
Hopefully a second proper feature album, just the hits,
cool,
will be coming out.
Followed by Christmas hits. Yeah. That's a Christmas album coming out.
The goal is to play like heaps of live music and to develop, I think, our live set and experience. I think we want to incorporate live elements. I think we want to. It's cool, like, using just a beat pad and stuff, but I definitely want to get, like, maybe some live drums and bass in there. Maybe,
cool.
Like a kind of fusion of the, like, beat making and live music.
Nice.
Would be good.
And, I mean, you're playing 2 more of the 3 songs after this. We've got, is it Red Wine and Pulp Facts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet. And, I mean, I'm super excited to hear them. I think we should just get straight into it. Thanks again for coming up. And I guess, where can people find your SoundCloud? And maybe if you create any more social media...
Plummy, you made it like yesterday. Can you remember the details?
I think it's called Polly Hill SoundCloud. I don't know. But
Will you like check and confirm? I think it's just Polly Hill. Just look it up on SoundCloud.
It's got like a picture of our real monsters on it. You won't miss it. It's blowing up. It's huge.
It's blowing up right now.
That's probably where you can find it all.
Awesome. Hey, thanks again for coming up. I'm excited to hear these 2 tracks.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, man.
It's all been good. A gas.
If you've joined us now, we are checking out tracks by Polly Hill. They're live in studio for Fancy New Band. We're going to reset and get back into some tracks.
Fancy New Band.
Hello. It's Polly Hill. Greatest Hits. Red Wine. Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Hey. Drunk red wine around bedtime and I said rhymes, that's dope. Wondered one day, will I be someone? Hope that my time ain't run out on me, cause as my clock's been ticking, see. Well, fuck, the plot's been thickening and I'm 25, I think. I might have missed my chance. Don't smoke that weed no more. I'll think I pissed my pants. I'm stepping backward and forward like it's my dance. I'll be stepping up backward and forward like this my last time to be relevant. I'm too intelligent. I speak so eloquent. How I've been to hell with this old Missy Elliott. Keeping me passionate, yo. So why is time not telling it then? But excuse me, I think into oblivion. I try to write these synonyms, describe this world we living in. Or some idioms about these idiots that I could read to filth, even if I was illiterate. But before I digress, might I suggest that we leave alone belittling? Hey, I got something that's worth considering. Like, yeah. You know the words. If I, yo, and if I, hey, listen, look. Now if I never packed a gap, but I always pack my lunch, and I always bought these bars, and I always pack the punch with a head full of gems, and I got them by the bunch. But if this world is on my shoulders, is that why my back hunched? Now if I never packed a gap, only packed my lunch, always bought these bars, and they always packed a punch with a head full of gems, and I got them by the bunch. But if this world is on my shoulders, is that why my back hunched? And I get it, it's my aesthetic, it don't fit the bill. But if you split the skill, I still double it like feeling low. And I got
got that grace, still searching for that will. But if you bet on me, I promise that I back the bill. In actual, factual, my happiness, they gradual. With crisis on the annual, they never tell you back in school that life, there ain't no manual. People turn to cannibals, doggy Dr. Hannibal. My simple pleasure's abstract, and still, the thing is, I think I got this talent. But I'm scared of everything, and I ain't never faced the challenge. And I'm always unfulfilled, like I was only eating salad. Half goes and mass flows is all that I can manage. And the way I see myself, I always base that off some past advice. There's nothing new about you, girl, just another archetype. The way I see myself, like I think it's time to pass the mic. But I got one last question, do you mind if I ask it like... Yeah, and here it is, like, now, if I never packed a gat, but I always packed my lunch, and I always bought these bars, and they always packed a punch, with the world on my shoulders, with the world up on my shoulders, I carry the world on my shoulders, so is that why my back hunched like? Woo. Yeah. Last one. Hey. Yeah. Knock, knock. Is your mother there? My stomach turns, I think about another year, it's passed me by. And I ain't delivered the most, but I got some messages, call me courier post. And it's me, myself, and I. Identity crisis, all my personalities now for twice the price. Yeah, use this as your promo code, be sure to say I said it to you. And be sure to give that credit if credit is Jewish. Is my blood, then that don't mean that's all I am. And just because I'm Jewish, that don't mean I won't go ham. And here's a bit of everything, hope, taste, and platter. Anything to silence, bullshit, shit, cheddar. And I'm knowing to roam alone a lot. I never need a wolf pack of peanut butter. Hit me up, you know that I would hit back. Down my bad hand, I don't even play no poker. But damned if anything I do is ever mediocre. I said I've been alone lately, pissing with the door open. Lately this hip hop is the way that I've been coping. I wonder, will there ever be a place for me? Lyrics alone should be a strong enough case for me. And gracefully I take your criticism with a little cynicism as I learn to shift my face just like a prison. Got more hats than a milliner, wrapping circles like a cylinder, with the pointed difference of a triangle and the mental breakdown on the biannual. Round two. Yeah. And now, myself in for a second act, my only fan and greatest competition, and I sicken there before I third it, I might fourth it. I hope my time will come as long as I don't force it, or speak too soon like dudes that's really thirsty, or peak too soon like teens that took their firsty. Action in my words, now you know I got verbs. I scam you with my bars, that's the meaning of a converse. One star with the wonder bars, too many artists under par. They fake to bust like Wonder Bra, Fugazi flex and Mother's car. And they still got the podium. And I'm about as salty as some sodium, but need to fight some better wars. Been getting old like menopause. These menopause like jaws on floors, reciting till my voice is hoarse. Cause I've been making tracks like Bedouins. Well damn, I bet it all and now I better win.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.